This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Become our friend on Facebook. Search for Bandcamp Joy.
Joy 94.9, you're on Bandcamp with Adam Todd, and we've been playing our next guest's latest single almost every week on the show, actually, since it's been released. We absolutely love it, and the album's out in just a few weeks. Welcome to Bandcamp, Wally DeBakker, or as we all know him, Gautier. Welcome.
Hey, Adam. How are you going?
Very, very well, thanks. Now, we have to kick things off with a chat about the latest single, Somebody That I Used to Know. We're going to play it at the end of the interview, but we just can't get enough of it here at Joy, and it's a real heartbreaker. The emotion in the song and its delivery is so moving. Is it a track that tells of one of your own experiences of love?
It tells of a few, I think.
Yeah.
Not that all those experiences have all been, you know, complete shattering heartbreak, but more that it's not a song about one particular relationship as much as kind of me working through a variety of different confused feelings of, you know, longing. Longing, bitterness, you know, nostalgia, all sorts of things, all kind of wrapped up from various relationships into this song.
A bit of a collective.
Yeah.
Yeah. And adding to the track is the video clip, which is also stunning. Can you tell us a little bit about that clip, who was involved in it, and was it emotionally exhausting filming it? Because the emotion in the actual video clip is absolutely, you know, it hits your heart.
Oh, I'm stoked you think so.
Yeah.
I think maybe if I kind of look pretty ragged in it, it's probably because I was very, very tired after standing up, getting body painted and being awake for nearly 36 hours.
Yeah.
The clip's concept was struck upon by the director, Natasha Pinkus, who's a really fantastic young lady who's done a heap of great clips, a couple for Paul Kelly and for Sarah Blasco that I really have loved over the last few years.
Yeah.
So she basically conceived the whole concept of me and Kimbra and the sort of using body paint and being camouflaged into a wall as a kind of, you know, symbolic representation of how a relationship, you kind of lives can become inscribed upon each other, and then also, you know, how quickly that can get wiped away. It was Natasha's idea to get this amazing body painting artist from Adelaide called Emma Hack involved.
Okay.
And that was quite a coup because Emma is very celebrated and kind of world renowned for her work. She's done a heap of amazing still photography where she camouflages models into these beautiful painted backgrounds.
Right.
So yeah, between Natasha and Emma and a little bit of my kind of involvement in terms of just deciding what the artwork would be and sort of where it should go on the wall and what parts of it should appear on mine and Kimbra's body, in that frame, that was kind of how the concept came together.
Fantastic. It's such a memorable concept. It's, you know, and there's such a buzz around the internet about it as well. Everyone's sharing it and saying, go and look at this, look at that.
Yeah, it's gone crazy. I mean, I've certainly never had anything that's like so instantly just taken off in terms of views online and you know, people listening to it on SoundCloud and getting played on the radio and whatnot. So,
for sure.
It's exciting.
Yeah, very exciting. Now, back in March, you said in an interview you were searching for a female vocalist for one of the tracks on the new album, which I'm guessing was Somebody That I Used to Know.
That's right.
How did you go about the search and how did you end up finding Kimbra?
I did try with a few other vocalists and it just sort of didn't, the feeling, you know, I was kind of feeling like good about it, but not, you know, not really won over, just like I wasn't having that kind of real chill down the spine, you know, sort of really, I don't know, that real moment. I was really looking for that kind of sense of, yeah, this is a moment. This is just really, you know, its own thing. It just really hits you in that kind of raw way.
Yeah.
It was actually Francois Tites, who I was mixing my album with, who suggested getting in touch with Kimbra.
Okay.
I'm sort of embarrassed it didn't even come to mind earlier, but yeah, me and Kimbra did meet a few years before that, but we hadn't sort of really kept in very close touch. We'd seen each other around and sort of bumped into each other at Francois' studio because he was working a bit on producing her album as well at the time.
Okay.
But he suggested it, so I just gave Kimbra a call and we sort of caught up and she loved the song, which was great. And I guess from there we just worked it out and recorded the vocals together and it really brought it to life.
Fantastic. Now, a recent achievement was your album Like Drawing Blood coming in at number 11 in Triple J's Hottest 100 Albums of All Time, which you must have been stoked about.
Yeah, I was pretty blown away.
I reckon, yeah. Now, there's a real anticipation for the new album, Making Mirrors. Does that make you a little bit nervous at all?
Don't know. I feel pretty heartened by, look, I reckon, I guess, with the strong response to the new single, I mean, it's really exciting because it means, I guess, a lot of people at the perfect time are going to be really interested to at least check the record out.
Yeah.
And, you know, beyond that, I think, you know, everyone will make up their own minds. I get the feeling, I don't know, I'm sure there'll be the gamut of responses. Some people will probably be like, you know, oh, I still prefer the previous stuff, or maybe, you know, I didn't like his earlier stuff that much, but I really dig this. Or I reckon there might be a host of people because, you know, the new single has kind of hit seemingly and seems like it maybe is going to go on and sort of reach a far wider audience.
Yeah.
I reckon there will be those people who will probably check out my album going, you know, oh, I want more of that type of song. But, you know, they're going to be disappointed because there's not really other songs like that on the record. It's a real mixed bag. And, you know, as with my other stuff, I'm kind of exploring a lot of different directions at the same time. So, you know, people who want the same thing times 12 will maybe be disappointed, but hopefully they'll listen beyond that and actually find some other, you know, a lot of other interesting things happening in the other tracks.
Yeah, for sure. And have you collaborated with any other artists on the album?
Not as directly, I guess, as, you know, getting Kimbra in as a guest vocalist. There are other people playing on the record. So my old buddy Lucas, we've been friends since high school. He plays bass guitar on a number of the tracks. There are some guest horns. You know, the kind of aspect of mixing the record with Francois Titaz is kind of a collaborative effort because he always has ideas about, you know, sonically how things should be sculpted and how they should sort of sit in the final mix. So, there's been collaborative elements, but, you know, on the whole, I guess I've still been kind of producing it and nutting it all out myself.
Fantastic. Now, we spoke to your partner, Tash Parker, last year when she released her album, Waking Up.
Cool.
And she was talking about, you know, how you worked on the album with her and all that. Did she get involved with Making Mirrors at all?
I was definitely playing her things as it was, you know, coming together and getting some thoughts from her. Although she's actually said recently, she's been enjoying listening to the new record since I gave her a copy, you know, fully mastered. That, you know, she's heard so many snippets over the last 2 years. And she's sort of seen firsthand my, at times, my frustration with not being able to get things, you know, sounding the way I wanted them to, or, you know, hearing me working on songs, you know, in bits and very repetitively, just hearing loops and hearing lots of bits again and again.
Yeah.
So she sort of, in a way, feels like she's only heard it for the first time in the last month.
Oh, wow.
But we sort of didn't directly collaborate on anything on the record. It was more, I've really loved singing with Tash at her gigs over the last 2 years, and being able to be a part of her album was a really beautiful experience because I just got to, I suppose, just come in and guest a little bit and not have to sort of produce or really be responsible for the whole record, but, you know, produced a couple of songs, played drums and sang on a few songs. And, yeah, I mean, it's such a beautiful thing to be able to say, you know, my girlfriend's record is one of my favourite albums of the last few years.
Yeah, exactly.
But I do hope we will be able to collaborate on some music sometime. We have sort of said, you know, we should write a record together.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Well, geez,
we'll see.
A mix of the two voices would be absolutely stunning, so bring it on.
Cheers.
Now, we're Australia's first gay and lesbian radio station. I had a bit of a Google search, see if I could find your views on marriage equality anywhere, but I didn't have any luck, so I thought, why not just throw it out there? What are your views on marriage equality? Because it's a massive topic here in Australia at the moment.
It is, yeah. Look, I think people who want to commit their lives to each other and call that marriage should be allowed to do that. Plain and simple.
Beautiful. Nice and simple, just the way that we like it. And we have an upcoming Equal Love Rally next Saturday, so I'm sure that would make a lot of people happy, that little comment there. So thanks for that. Time for the final question. I ask each and every guest it. Basically, I read out our mission statement as a community broadcaster, and in that 20 seconds or so it takes me to do that, I get you to come up with a mission statement for your music, so what you hope to achieve through being a musician. So are you up for it?
I'll give it a go.
Okay, here's our mission statement. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse lesbian and gay communities, enabling freedom of expression, the breaking down of isolation, and the celebration of our culture, achievements, and pride. What is your mission statement?
Hi, this is Wally from Gortier here. I think the mission statement with my music is just to explore as widely as I can as many emotions, experiences, and the wide, wonderful world of sounds there are out there in the world, and to celebrate them all equally or in their own time.
Beautiful. Very nice. I like it. Nice and concise. You're a very concise man. Now, we did put on our Facebook that we were chatting to you this week. We had a few quick comments just to get through. Kat wants to ask you to marry her, but I'm guessing we've already covered that base because you've already taken.
True.
And Carly as well, there's a bit of a campaign online, I don't know if you know about this, to get you to the Western Port Hotel in San Remo, because apparently they support Australian music really well down there, the live scene.
Yeah, right.
So they've started a bit of a Facebook page. So just throwing it out there, if you've got a notepad and pen, the Western Port Hotel in San Remo.
Oh, I'll have to go check it out. I've been to San Remo but never dropped into that hotel before. I'll have to go check it out.
Yeah, you'll have to surprise them and drop in one day.
Nice.
Excellent. Well, the gig is September 30 at the Forum here in Melbourne. There are other dates across the nation, so check out the website for more details. The website is gautier.com. The album is Making Mirrors and is in stores August 19, and the current single featuring Kimbra is, of course, the beautiful Somebody That I Used to Know, which we're about to hear right now. But before that, a massive big thank you to Gautier for joining us here on Joy this afternoon. Thanks a lot.
Pleasure, Adam. See you later.
Thank you. See ya.
Bye.
Become our friend on Facebook. Search for Bandcamp Joy.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.